Mark Copper Dancer. Looked like a cakewalk today.
Yeah, she's a nice mare, Pete. Still don't know how she got beat at Dimbort.
Well, she missed the start that day, but she did rattle home, and she certainly put the writing on the door, and she delivered today. Have you got anything particular in mind for the mare?
No, not really. If you have a look at her, she's pretty light. She's had like 4 weeks between runs, and I had her in a couple of times, and she drew bad, and we pulled her out because she only had one run left in her. So we tried to make it count. You know, you wouldn't want to go to Mowbray and draw 16 like she did on Thursday night and be a luckless third and be heading to the paddock. At least we're going to the paddock with a nice win under our belt now.
All right, so to the paddock, how long do you reckon she'll have had? Two or 3 months?
I just wish she'd put a bit of weight on, mate. Yeah. This is why she's been so lightly raced. Every time we get to about trial stage or race stage, the weight just falls off her, and this time we got a little bit further with her, but again, she lightened right off after she ran at Devonport, so hopefully she's slowly maturing and hopefully she'll be better next prep.
Well, they don't win by 6 lengths and not have a bit of above average ability, so it doesn't matter what you beat, but if you're beating by 6 lengths, this looks like there might be a bit of depth there.
Mate, she'd had 3 trials and never ran a place and was $3 favourite at Devonport her first start, so that was probably a giveaway she could gallop.
All right, mate. Well, look, hope she has a good spell, and all the best for the rest of the day.
Thanks, mate.
Including